بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حضرت والا عارف بالله حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختصار رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ السلام فیضان محبت میں شائع ہو چکا ہے. ٹائٹل ہے نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر آہے بے زبانی کی, نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر آہے بے زبانی کی. جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی, جسے بخشی ہے حق نے اب حق جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی. جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی. بدلتا ہے کبھی جغرافیہ ایسا حسینوں کا, بدلتا ہے کبھی جغرافیہ ایسا حسینوں کا, کی تاریخیں بدل جاتی جس سے حسن فانی کی, کی تاریخیں بدل جاتی ہیں جس سے حسن فانی کی, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی. جنازہ حسن کا جب دفن ہو پیری کی قبروں میں, جنازہ حسن کا جب دفن ہو پیری کی قبروں میں, سنو کیا آہ ان کی داستان ہے دے جوانی کی, سنو کیا آہ ان کی داستان عہد جوانی کی. میں اب تاریخ ان کے حسن کی کس طرح دہراؤں, میں اب تاریخ ان کے حسن کی کس طرح دہراؤں, نہیں وقعت ہے کوئی حسن رفتا کی کہانی کی, نہیں وقعت ہے کوئی حسن رفتا کی کہانی کی, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی. نہ ہوتا بدگمان کبھی اہل محبت سے, نہ ہوتا بدگمان نادا کبھی اہل محبت سے, جو ہوتی آگہی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی, جو ہوتی آگہی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا ہے پانی کی، رہاتا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے، رہاتا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے، کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی، ہزاروں بستیاں ویران ہیں از آہ مظلومہ، ہزاروں بستیاں ویران ہیں از آہ مظلومہ، نقل توہین تو تاثیر آہ بے زبانی کی، نقل توہین تو تاثیر آہ بے زبانی کی، نہیں پاتا شفا دکھ دور خود اپنی دواؤں سے، کرے ہے جوست جو دکتور بھی دکتور ثانی کی، نہیں پاتا شفا دکتور خود اپنی دواؤں سے، کرے ہے جوست جو دکتور بھی دکتور ثانی کی، محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی، بدون صحبت مرشد تجھے کیسے شفا ہوگی، بدون صحبت مرشد تجھے کیسے شفا ہوگی، نہیں جب شیخ اول جوست جو کر شیخ ثانی کی، ہمارے پھول پھل جو دیکھتے ہو دیکھنے والوں،
حضرت کا مقطع ہے،
ہمارے پھول پھل جو دیکھتے ہو دیکھنے والوں، ہمارے شیخ نے اختر کے دل میں باغبانی کی، جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی، محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی، ہزاروں بستیاں ویران ہیں از آه مظلوما نکل توہین تو تاثیر آہ بے زبانی کی نہیں جب شیخ اول جوست جو کر شیخ ثانی کی کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی رہا تا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی.
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ جزاک اللہ بھائی.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Like every poem of Hadrat is also a very very beautiful great poem full of mawa'iz, full of bayan and advices, great nasihat in here. This poem Hadrat it was made in reunion on the 14th of September 1993. And yeah, Hazrat has explained great, great realities. If even the subject matter of one couplet we understand and we make amal, our work will be done. We'll have reached Allah Ta'ala, everything will be done. So try please to listen attentively and with the niyat of amal. May Allah give us all tawfiq also. Nakar tawheen tu ta'athir ahi bi zubani ki. The title of it is, do not humiliate, do not disgrace the effect of that sigh which is without any language. Like a person is sitting, he makes like that. What and what is going through his mind and his heart? Don't think that he's just pretending. Don't look down upon him. Only Allah knows what his condition is. And where he's reaching with that one with that one sigh. We can't reach with our tahajjud and all our nawafil, rozas, we can't reach there where he reaches. Where the heart takes you, your body can never take you. So, and this is the work of the heart. And the heart is the king of the body. And when the king works, he just works a little while and he sits in great comfort and he works. And he gets what big wages. And the laborer works the whole day in the sun, in the rain. And he just gets a small wage. So what the laborer is all the hands, legs, the parts of the body. And the heart is the king. When the king works, what Allah Ta'ala gives on there. Jisse bakhshi hai daulat haq. Daulat haq ne apni razdani ki. Jisse bakhshi hai daulat haq ne apni razdani ki. That person whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with the treasure of the secrets of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's ma'rifat, Allah's muhabbat. He's got connection with Allah Ta'ala. A person whom Allah has blessed with that. One person is making lot of tahajjud, lot of zikr, lot of tasbihat, rozas also, but all in ghaflat. He doesn't even recognize Allah. He doesn't even, the thought of Allah doesn't even come to him. And one person who is just sitting quiet, lying on his bed, but the thoughts of Allah are going through. And the secrets of Allah's working are going through that person. Muhabbat ho nahi sakti usse dunya fani ki. That person can never have the love of this temporary dunya. A person who knows what notes are, genuine notes. How can he ever love fake notes? If he got a 10 rand note which is genuine, and a 1,000,000 rand which are fake, will he ever go for that fake notes? It's never. Once a person, Allah has blessed with the taste of ajwa of Medina Sharif, and rutab of Medina Sharif, the big khajurs of Southwest Africa, of Algeria, they don't taste anything to that person. Once you have got the taste of ajwa, and you got the taste of rutab of Medina Sharif, then the so big and juicy khajurs of Southwest Africa, Algeria, these places, nothing to you. Once you get the taste of simple food, vegetables, dar, the simple food, then KFC and machachos, and that, it won't even, it will be like poison to you. You won't be able to even see, you won't be able to think about it also. So once the genuine comes, once the love of simplicity comes, trimmings and all this outward decoration and beauty, your heart will go off totally. You'll hate those things. For example, Maulana Ahmadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Randir, where many places where jalsa take place and they beautify a stage and big welcome, they write there. The first thing he come, he say, first take this welcome off. He says, welcome, what is it? Wail lakum. That destruction for you. So he takes that off. Goes to somebody's house and these calendars which the bank gives, beautiful calendars, but it's a bank calendar, interest money. He first take that off. So once this realities come, this trimmings, frills and fancies and this outward things, they don't have any attraction for you. The same way, the simplicity of your wife, she will appeal to you. And this painted dollies of the street, what all the, in fact you will be able to see, you'll hate that lipstick how it is. You'll hate what they put here, what they put on their eyebrows.
Eyeshadow.
And that funny colors, and sometimes it doesn't match that woman in any way. She looks worse than a spook. Actually you will see, it's a spook. Where you'll enjoy looking at a spook? You'll run from her. This is when Allah, when the truth will come in a person, all these fake things will just fall away. And this is to give up guna, then will be no effort. It won't be an effort. It won't be easy. It will be a pleasure. You'll enjoy, Allah saved me. Allah saved me. Not that you'll say, oh, if I had looked what I should have got. You'll realize I got saved from the dirt, that filth, that food, whatever it is, which is prepared in that way, what it has got in it, you got saved from that. A person who gets saved from poison, you won't say, oh, what a pity I couldn't have poison. A person who got saved from stool and urine, he won't say, oh, if I just could have tasted a little bit. He makes all out shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you saved me from all this. This is when haq, jisse bakhshi hai, daulat, haq ne apni razdani ki, a person who's got connection with Allah, akhirat he has seen now, that yaqeen came so strong that he has seen akhirat, he's seeing jannat, he's seeing the horse of jannat, and then these painted dollies filthy with all their filth and dirt, they can have no appeal. Internet, all the filth on the internet, there's no question about it. A person, how easy Allah will make that person to get saved from guna. بدلتا ہے کبھی جغرافیہ ایسا حسینوں کا. How Hazrat Allah has blessed Hazrat with our times and with our terminology. The map, the geography of this woman when it changes, now when they have become old. The unsinkable Titanic and those young girls that were taken for the amusement of the men. 16, 17 year old girls that one night, the next morning, in a matter of a few hours, they look like 80-year-old woman. They look like 60-year-old woman. What's the ayat of the Quran? Surah Muzammil. That. Yawma yaj'alul wildana shiba. The day of Qiyamah, when children will be, immediately when they see the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, they will be like old people. people who will be resurrected and people who will be willed on, small children, they will be suddenly like old people. This is many people we see, their health, some sickness came, suddenly you see that person, when you look at him now, you can't believe he's the same person. How that one sickness made that person. So this is the case, that how old age changes the geography of a person. The whole history of that, you knew the history, that girl, she was so beautiful. Hadrat explains, one family people of Hadrat Mir Sahib, Hadrat Khadim, that one person wanted to marry a certain family girl, but the girl was very beautiful and he was not at all anything that you can say of any good looks. But he was so insisting he wanted to marry her, he was like going mad. So the people explained to the girl's side that let him get married, this poor man is going mad. Finally they married. And even she just like going to sneeze, doctor. So much, hardly she sneezed. Just like you pull your face, like your sneeze is going to come. But doctor, so much he loved her. How he made her khidmat, everything. Mir Sahib saw all this, it was in the family. Then those people also came to Pakistan. Mir Sahib went and visit them one time. Now it was, that was the youth when they just got married. Now was old age. So this man, he was busy with his income tax papers, filling in his returns and that. So while he was busy, the son came and he said, mother is very sick and she, what call it, took a very bad turn. So he said, now what must I do? I already took her 3 times doctor. How must I, now how it changed? The history, what it was, and this is what it will be. And in the akhirat, what it will be. So don't be influenced by this. That this girl who is looking young now and all that. Think, Hazrat paints in many poems, Hazrat paints a picture of the old age. When all the teeth will have fallen out. 1, 2 long, dirty, yellow teeth. The cheeks have gone in. The templates have gone in. All the beauty of the face is gone. What you going to do? One person who went for his islah to a khanqa, then the maid who was cleaning the toilets and that, he fell in love with her. So she made out that this person here is now got a bad intentions with me. She informed the sheikh. The sheikh made the ilaj, he gave her laxative. By laxative, then her stomach started working. All the dirt came out. And so much laxative that all her beauty, she went pale. Weak and pale, and now he's not looking at her. So then the sheikh told him, why are you not looking? Why, when this dirt, he collected it. This was in her, then you enjoyed. This is what you were loving. This dirt, when that is gone out, now you don't want to even look at her. So don't be fooled with the outward things. See reality. Janaza husn ka jab dafan ho peeri ke qabron mein. What a poem and what Urdu literature Hazrat has used here. When the janaza of beauty will be buried in the qabr of old age. Now when you come to old age, that beauty of your youth is buried in this old age now. And while you're still living, Hazrat, you are still living old age, but it is in the qabr, in the coffin of old age now. Suno kya ah unki dastano ehde jawani ki. Then I hear the ah that, oh, when she was young, she was like this. We loved one another. We did this. We did all that. So don't be fooled with it. When you'll come to maturity, that is when you, jawani diwani. It's madness when you're jawan. When you become old and matured, then you'll realize, where did I waste my youth? The prime of your life, your youth, which you could have made so valuable. I waste it on this dirt and filth. How could I have done such a thing? Main ab tareekh unke husn ke kis tarah dohrao. How must I tell you the stories of their history again? What these people in their youth, they went through and what they did. Nahi waqt hai koi husne rafta ki kahani ki. And this year has got no waqt, it has got no value. Where am I going to tell you the stories? So these are not things to be spoken about, all this romantic stories. But today, reading romantic stories, films, etc., soaps, people make it a big thing in their life. They go mad for all that. So where are you going to waste your time even telling other people's stories? Na hota bad guma nada kabhi ahle muhabbat se. Don't have ever evil thoughts, bad thoughts about the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali, In one beautiful Malfooz, he writes how Shaitan takes a person away from truth, which many of us experience, many of us ask also about this, that wasawis that come, evil thoughts, even of Allah Ta'ala, that sometimes Shaitan, does Allah exist, is Allah there, etc. And some people who work and they put evil thoughts also in their minds, all Shayateen, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. These people, they say that, for example, there was a family where the old man, old lady, they are so sick, and they had a young person, the children, who were looking after them, and the couple die in an accident, for example. Then they say, where's Allah? If Allah was there, you should take the old people away. Why he took this young people who were earning and doing everything, and they were looking after the old people, he took them away. So Shaitan will bring lot of wasawis. Shaitan will bring wasawis about Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, about the Sahaba, in the form of the Shias, what things they are saying. The enemies, what are this they make of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? All this Denmark, that cartoons and all the person with weak iman, he gets influenced with this. And then you start getting doubt. So a person who Shaitan succeeds in giving him doubts about Nabi Sallallahu, about Allah Ta'ala, about Akhirat, about Qadr, more he works on your Shaykh. He's a human like you. And he puts doubts in you about your Shaykh, that the Shaykh is like, and many people speak about the Shaykh also. They speak bad things also, and people listen and they fall. That is min al jinnati wan nas. People also will speak, and jinnat also come and whisper in your ears that somebody said this. Who told? You can't pinpoint. Jinnat came and whisper. Shaitan, he's got his jinnats working also. Now when you are bad guman, you can never move forward. The minute you have bad thoughts, evil. Therefore, a very important aspect also in the Khanqa is that sometimes the dreams people saw, the good things about the Shaykh, the murids talk, so the aqidah builds. That is when they benefit more. But Shaitan is doing his work, and if you fall prey to that, you can never move forward. So na hota bad guma nada kabhi ahle muhabbat se, the lovers of Allah, buzurgani din, don't ever harbor evil thoughts about them. You are nadan, you don't know what is happening. Jo hoti aagahi zalim ko kuch dard nihani ki. If that person had some information, some news of these people, what love and enjoyment they have got of Allah, then that person will never have this bad gumani, this evil thoughts. Rahata umar wa mehroom ehre dil ki sohbat se. And a person remains his whole life deprived, denied of the company of Ahlullah. Either actually the company, or he sits in the company, but the benefit of the company. Who is this who he remains deprived his whole life? He doesn't come to the majalis of Ahlullah. And even if he comes, he doesn't benefit either. Who is that? Ke jisne kibar ki baais hamesha badgumani ki. That person who, because of his pride, thinking bad about the Shaykh. He's sitting in a majlis of the Shaykh also. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a time has come today that even the murid has jealousy on his Shaykh. Even a murid has bad gumani of his Shaykh. This is common. Murid, Shaitan works, and if a person falls prey to it, he will never succeed. Let the world say what they want to about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My heart is always clear. I don't care. What they want to say about Allah, about Akhirat, that person benefits. And in fact, when the world is making this effort, and that person who is loyal to you, his value increases in your eyes. So the same way with the Shaykh also, those people who are, and this is only by Allah's fazal, whose hearts are clean with their regard to the Shaykh. And in fact, more people speak bad, the more their aqidah increases. And the more happy they get, those people are appreciated by the Shaykh also. When everyone is talking bad, then this person, Hazrat explains that one buzur, great Allah wala, very great, well above the level of the normal people. So his words were also that people couldn't understand. And people declared him mad, that he's speaking such things which was above their level. So they put him in a mad hospital. And all his murids also left him and ran away. One, two who were sincere murids, they went to Hazrat in a mad hospital to go and see him. He tested them and he came with a big boulder's rock and he ran to them like he's going to throw to it on them. They also ran away. He said they also failed. If they were genuine, they should also have stood that our Shaykh, we know who our Shaykh is and what his qualities. So he tested them, they also failed. So anyway, this is how Shaitan puts it in a person. And a person who is sincere, that person flies in the air towards Allah Ta'ala. Hazaro bastiya viran hai az ahe mazlumo. How many thousands of cities have become viran, dilapidated, destroyed, nothing left. From what? Ahe mazlumo se. The ah of the mazlum. Ulama have written, a country, a government can survive even with kufr, with disbelief. But a government cannot survive with zulam. And the person who makes zulam, and even we must think, don't think only of governments. Usually when we think people who oppress, make zulam, are governments that are doing, we think of America, we think of this country, we think of the government of Syria, what zulam they are making, the government of Egypt presently, what zulam, we think of them. But we must think, if I'm making zulam on my wife, and she turns around and she sleeps and cries to Allah, we told her such things, we hurt her feelings, and her ah goes to Allah, there is destruction for us. On our workers, just because we're paying them a paltry amount, and that also we make our ahsan jatana, and we talk in which way to them, how bad, that ah of this will kill us, destroy us. So be very careful. Hazaro bastiya viran hai az ah mazlum mazlumo. The mazlums are ittaqi da'watil mazlum. Fear the baddua of the Muslim, of the oppressed. Even if he's a non-Muslim. And you can be a pakka Muslim, you can be a wali of Allah. But if you're making zulam on that non-Muslim also, and his ah goes, kufr also doesn't block that ah to reach Allah Ta'ala. So be very careful, and these things hit a person. Then a person doesn't know what hit him, he is looking for the problem where it isn't. Whole life he's finding fault here, finding fault. But the problem where it is, he's not looking for that. Therefore, it is the safest to make tawbah and ask blanket amnesty. Those gunas which we know, which we don't know. In fact, ask Allah Ta'ala forgiveness from those gunas which we think we're making naki. But actually it's a guna by Allah. And we think so we won't make. But ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us of all the gunas which we did in the right of Allah. Huququllah, in the right of servants, huququl ibad also. We don't know who we wronged where and how that per thing hits back at us. Ke nakar tohin ta shere ah bi zubani ki. Don't insult and humiliate that person. Tohin nakar tohin to ta shere ah bi zubani ki. That person, that animal, that is still a baby, animal that is baby, drink of milk drinking baby, that can't speak also, animal can't speak, and it's a baby of an animal, a chicken, a small animal, what can it do? But you make zulam on it, also fear that. That ah of that animal will also reach Allah Ta'ala. That animal can't speak, even a kafir's ah reaches. And animals are also riches. So be careful of zulam. Ahlullah, Buzurgani Deen, this is what they are very frightened, that we must not, just any hukuk of anyone, forget making zulam, that's very big. Just any hukuk of anyone, we must not do any harm in that. We don't know where Allah takes away wilayat also. Allah takes away your tahajjud also. Allah takes away every, and where Allah drops you, you don't know where you will go in for. Nahi paata shifa, doctor khud apni dawaon se. A doctor doesn't get shifa. What? Cure from his own medicines also. A doctor also have to go to another. So don't be a stupid fool and try and treat yourself. That I know. How many? We don't ask Shaykh for the treatment. We are making our own treatment ourselves. Kare hai jastaju doctor bhi doctor e thani ka. When a doctor is sick, he also goes to another doctor. He doesn't treat himself. He's not allowed to treat himself. Medically, he's not allowed to. He must go and look for another doctor. So don't look after, don't try and treat yourself. Then Hazrat explains further, Badun sohbat murshid, tujhe kaise shifa hogi? Without a sheikh, how will you get shifa? Hazrat explains also that some people who have this pride in them, that my sheikh, oh, what a great sheikh. My sheikh was Junaid Baghdadi. My sheikh was Uwais Qarni. My sheikh was this great buzzard. Now what I see now, these are nothing. Where they can compare with those people? So a person who feels like that, but now you are without a sheikh. Your sheikh passed away. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maha Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away. I don't see nobody like him now. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Khan passed away. I don't see nobody like that. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away. Now I don't see nobody like him now. So now you stay without a sheikh. Badune sohbat e murshid, tujhe kaise shifa hogi? And Hazrat say you can go to the qabr of those buzurgs of yours, your sheikh. You'll get faiz from there. You'll get anwarat, barakat from there. But cure you can't get. Just like if your doctor was the greatest doctor in your country in the world, he has died now. So there's no more anymore a doctor like that. Hakim Yusuf, what a great Hakim he was in Hakwat, rahimahullah. Now you say that no more, there aren't any Hakims like him anymore. So you go to his qabr, you can make dua there, you can get faiz. But he can't give you medicine from there. He can't give you an injection from there. That you'll have to take a present day doctor. Nahi jab sheikh awwal, jastaju kar sheikh thani ki. When your first sheikh is no more there, then immediately look for a second sheikh. Don't waste time. Hazrat explained that if the husband passes away, the period of iddat for the wife is 4 months and 10 days. When your sheikh passes away, the iddat is 3 days. After, don't stay more than 3 days without a sheikh. Shaitan, a person who hasn't got his security, shaitan attacks that person. Stay under the fares, stay under the barakat, stay under the dua of the shadow of your sheikh. Have a sheikh. You get great protection from that. So if your sheikh passes away, don't think I don't need another sheikh. And I don't see anyone like my sheikh now. Hamari phool, jo dekhte ho dekhne walo. Hazrat says, those people who are seeing our fruit and our flowers, that is, today the world is praising Hazrat. Hazrat was like this, Hazrat is like this. Now, that is, in fact, just see what shaitan does. Well, as long as a person is living, people don't appreciate, don't take benefit. And when the person has passed away, then go and see what and what they write on his qabr. He was such a great buzurg. And he was like this, and when you could benefit, shaitan kept you away. These buzurgs, they are wasting time. There is nothing in them. And when they have passed away, now they tell you, go make sajda at the qabr. These are great people. Make tawaf at the... Where there were people like this? These were great, such great buzurgs. As long as they were living, he kept you away. That these are all just wasting time of the people. What's this khanka and buzurgi, and going by buzurgs and sitting in front of them, waste of time. Go and do something else, man. There are more important things to do. When they die, oh, they were great. They were like Allah. Go and make sajda at the qabr. So how shaitan destroys a person. Mir sahab, damat barakatum. Hazrat Mir sahab says that when Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah ali passed away, people were at Kurangi, the Darul Ulum, Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab, the Darul Ulum, say virtually, actually, there wasn't place to put your toe down. So big, so many, the crowd, so big. How many people? But while he was living, 20, 15, 25 people should come for his majlis. While they could benefit, 15, 20 people. When now they can't benefit, they came for janazah namaz, sawab, alright. But now all his majlis and his benefit, his pearls and his valuable to nobody used to come. So don't let shaitan deceive us. As long as buzurgs are living, take your full benefit from them. And don't be afterwards then, shaitan puts you into another category. Now these were people who were like, they were humans, they were farishtas. They had qualities of Allah, whatever their dua they made except Go and make qabar, sajda at the qabar. This is how shaitan fools a person. Hamare phool phal jo dekhte ho dekhne walo, all who are seeing that what Allah has given us now, hamare shaykh ne akhtar ke dil mein baghbani ki. It is the shaykh who was the gardener and who worked on the garden of my heart. He worked now, that's why this beautiful fruit and this beautiful flowers are coming. There is a barakat of my shaykh. In one aspect also, never ever forget your shaykh. Allah has given you today respect. People are coming to you. Don't forget, there is all the effort of your ustad, your parents, your shaykh. Don't forget them. In here also, very easily, shaitan makes a person become mustaqil. He forgets, he doesn't even quote his shaykh, doesn't even talk about his shaykh. What he doesn't even realize what I have become is my shaykh's du'as, my shaykh's efforts behind me. That also, and he doesn't acknowledge also. And he acts today big, that I'm a big person. So that person gets no fares, other people don't benefit. In fact, he himself goes down also all the time. If to understand this also in a nice way, or we call it, that for example, in the right of Allah Ta'ala, a person, for example, Allah gives him tawfiq, he acquires knowledge, ma'rifat, ibadat, he becomes pious, and now he's got a position, now he starts getting a following, people start following him. If he's not guided right, now pride comes in him. What is pride? I'm somebody. Now you forgot Allah gave me all this. You forgot I got it through the source of my shaykh, my ustad, my parents, etc. Now you think I am somebody. So in the same way, this happens throughout all organization. Even for example in a khanqa, in a darul ulum, a murid becomes, he works, the shaykh sits in the majalis, he's taking benefit. Now qualities are developing in him. He becomes somebody, he gets khilafat, he starts majlis also. People start, he gets a following. Now he forgets his shaykh. Now he becomes mustaqil. I'm somebody big. And that person, this is now takabbur. This person who is supposed to take out the takabbur of other people, himself is involved in takabbur now. In fact, so much Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, right? A person, if he's not careful now, he was supposed to call people to Nabi Sallallahu, to sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu, but now he calls them to my tariqah. You must follow my way. And now, without saying it, he's claiming nabuwat, that I'm the Nabi. The true Nabi is Nabi. And the Shaykh's work is to take people to sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu. But now he's calling them to my tariqah. And this is now kufr. But he's thinking, I'm running a big khanqah, I'm a big Shaykh, but he has become the first kafir. That he's denying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's nabuwat. And my way, Allah's command, we are all bandas. And as long as that Shaykh remains humble also, I'm also Allah's banda. I'm ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So even in any organization, we find that you have different departments. And you have to delegate work, this department. But when that person becomes mustaqil, now he doesn't look at the head office. He doesn't look at the person who's in charge, the manager, whoever you call. He feels, I do things so I want to. And in how many things you don't realize, you don't even ask permission for things. You start doing your own things. This is where destruction comes in that organization also. So, and as long as a person remains humble, and he always keeps in mind from whom he got his position today, that person, in the madrasa for example, there are certain ustads who, so to say, came in from the back door. Not properly, they just carried on teaching and somehow, then they became official afterwards. And now, they so much they became that they forget their office also. And they feel we doing everything now. So therefore, a person who remains humble goes very far. And a person, what we call, become too big for his boots. He thinks I'm a big shot here. That person causes havoc, he causes problem. May Allah guide us and keep this humbleness always within us. And that can only come if you have a proper share. And you don't become big for your boots, keep his boot on you. That is when you will be able to remain humble. And who humbles, in the hadith, Allah raises that person.
حضرت والا کلام, کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا؟ حسن فانی سے تیرا آہ شادہ ہونا، حسن فانی سے تیرا یہ شادہ ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا نادہ ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا نادہ ہونا، دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون، دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون، آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا نادہ ہونا، شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو، شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو، نعمت درد سے دل کا تیرے خندہ ہونا، نعمت درد سے دل کا تیرے خندہ ہونا، رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم، رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم، تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستہ ہونا، تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستہ ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا نادہ ہونا، رہبر منزل جانا، رہبر منزل جانا سہ دوری کا سبب، رہبر منزل جانا سہ دوری کا سبب، منزل حق سے تیرا گریزا ہونا، منزل حق سے تیرا گریزا ہونا، جذب منزل ہی کا صدقہ ہے کہ ہر لغزش پر، جذب منزل ہی کا صدقہ ہے کہ ہر لغزش پر، آسیوں کا یہ تیری راہ میں گریاں ہونا، آسیوں کا یہ تیری راہ میں گریاں ہونا، یہ علامت ہے تجھے ہو گئی نسبت حاصل، یہ علامت ہے تجھے ہو گئی نسبت حاصل، ہر نفس سے تیری، ہر نفس سے یہ تیری آہ نمایاں ہونا، ہر نفس سے یہ تیری آہ نمایاں ہونا، قلب عاصی پہ گناہوں کی نحوست یہ ہے، قلب عاصی پہ گناہوں کی نحوست یہ ہے، اس کے گلشن کا اندھیروں سے بیاباں ہونا، اس کے گلشن کا اندھیروں سے بیاباں ہونا، لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے، لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے تھی خبر جس کو تیرے درد کا درماں ہونا تھی خبر جس کو تیرے درد کا درماں ہونا اور یہ علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین یہ علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزا ہونا خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزا ہونا یہی تو دیتا ہے مہجور یہ منزل کی خبر یہی تو دیتا ہے مہجور یہ منزل کی خبر یعنی اپنوں سے تیرا دست و گریباں ہونا یعنی اپنوں سے تیرا دست و گریباں ہونا اور جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا چوم لیتا ہے فلک بر کے زمین کو اختر چوم لیتا ہے فلک بر کے زمین کو اختر ہو مبارک ہو مبارک کسی آسی کا پشیماں ہونا ہو مبارک کسی آسی کا پشیماں ہونا حسن فانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شادہ ہونا یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا نادان ہونا شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو نعمت درد سے دل کا تیرے خندہ ہونا رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستہ ہونا تیری رحمت ہے خاروں کا گلستہ ہونا حسن فانی سے تیرا آ یہ شادہ ہونا یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا نادان ہونا یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا نادان ہونا
What are you writing? Making notes? MashaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah. What to say about Hadrat? Hadrat's position we cannot imagine. How Hadrat has put in beautiful poetry. What great, great. In big, big kitabs you won't get this also. Which Hadrat has simplified and put it in a beautiful way for us. کیسے معلوم ہو مؤمن کا مسلمان ہونا How can we know that it is a مؤمن He's got iman in his heart, but outwardly we can't even know he's a Muslim. When we were studying in Mia's farm, then many times we had some work or something, we used to come to Joburg, we had to thumb a left. Many people should stop to give us a left. And then when we get in, we see a person is sitting, no beard, nothing, we don't make salam. And they should complain then. These people, the students of the madrasa, Mia's farm, and they don't make salam. But we don't know he's a Muslim. Indian complexion, Hindus also are like that. Until we don't talk a little bit, then you don't know. No sign of Islam. So this is what Hazrat is referring to. That outwardly, there is no sign of Islam. So how can you know? He is a mu'min. He's got iman in his heart. But from his appearance, you don't even can make out that he's a Muslim. This is what Hazrat is referring to, which Hazrat has explained further. Husne fani se tera, ah, ye shada hona, that you are becoming so happy, you are sacrificing for this outward glitter and glamour, the beauty, this painted dollies, and you are going mad after them, etc. Ye dalil hai zalim tera nada hona. This is proof, oh my friend, ye zalim is used for a person who is close to you, and but he's doing wrong. Usually they refer to such a person, he's dear to you, like your son, like your brother, like your friend, but he's doing wrong, call him a zalim. Not in the literal sense of the word, but you dude, what you're doing, that you are going mad over this painted dollies, this temporary glitter and glamour of this dunya, you are overtaken, like in the previous poem we heard, a person who got reality can never fall for these things. You know, these are fake things. How can a person go mad after fake money? How can a person go mad after a doll? Just what is a doll? And you leave a beautiful woman, your wife you leave, and you're going after a doll. That's a death thing. What are you going to do with a doll? So like that, these people who are going after this glitter, glamour, outward things, it shows that you are very shallow. Your thinking is shallow, your attitude is shallow, you have got no reality in you. Dil diya ghair ko zalim, tu kahan chain o sukoon. If you gave your heart to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, where can you find peace of mind, contentment of heart? Who Allah gave you your heart, give your heart to Allah. Love Allah and then see what peace of mind, contentment of heart you get in yourself. But if you give it to anyone else, that person doesn't control your heart. That person can't put anything in your heart. You give your heart to Allah, Allah will put happiness in your heart. You give it to somebody else, how can that person put anything in your heart? Ah, har lamha tere dil ka parishan hona. Yes, what will happen if you give your heart to somebody else? Every moment you will be parishan. You will be restless. You will be depressed all the time because you gave your heart to somebody else. Give your heart to him who gave you the heart and then see what happiness Allah will put. All the time you won't be able to explain the happiness you're enjoying. You'll be bubbling over in your heart in with the enjoyment. But if you give your heart to anything, any material thing, any other woman, any love of dunya, etc., then you cannot find peace of mind. You can't find contentment of heart. Shaykh Kamil ki tawajjuh ho mubarak tujhko. Very fortunate is that person who stay has such a relationship with the Shaykh that the Shaykh just love just flows for that person. A person who shows indifference, a person who's got a proud attitude, all that, then the Shaykh's heart also goes off. That person cannot benefit. But that person who stays with humility, with humbleness, and the keenness to learn, to correct his life, and the Shaykh feels this is somebody, and his heart opens for that person. Mubarak Shaykh Kamil ki tawajjuh, oh Mubarak tujhko, very blessed is that person. Ni'mat dar se dil ka tere khanda hona. And now you will be blessed with the love of Allah Ta'ala, and you will have peace in your heart. And a person who gets that, he knows what how he's enjoying. You can have millions and billions. You can have mansions and mansions, cars and cars. And most of these people are committing suicide. The more these things they've got, the more they are committing, the more they're going to mad hospitals. The more they are in depression. But that person who got contentment of the heart. Maybe you got nothing of the outward world. But this is when the Shaykh's tawajjuh on you. When you live with him, and it is your up to you what attitude you have. And remember, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the one Sahabi, Qatil of Hazrat Hamza, Wahshi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent him the dawat of Islam, and how many times he accepted. And when he accepted, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you can, don't come in front of me. Because whenever you come in front of me, you killed my uncle. That hurt will come. You will be deprived of fears. Because now my heart will be sore. You killed my uncle, and how you killed him. In such a way, like an animal you killed him. My heart will be sore. So if you can, please don't come. You will get benefit just like that, indirectly. Directly you will come, you will suffer. So the person who keeps a good relationship, and he can make the Shaykh happy in that way, then see what benefits that person will get also. Rin bhi tere karam se huye ab shaykh haram. A person who was a mendicant, he was pious, he was right. But by the shaykh, by the company of the shaykh, tarbiyat, he became a shaykh haram. He became a shaykh mugha. He became a shaykh of the world, Allah made him. He was just an ordinary person. He had piety. Everything was there. But now he became a shaykh. Teri rahmat hai, ye kharo ka gulista hona. This is your rahmat, O Allah. That people who are thorns, they become roses. Kharo ka gulista hona, they become beautiful gardens. A place that is a jungle with thorns and with snakes and scorpions and bear. But by just come in the company of the Shaykh, that same thing turns into a beautiful garden. And this is from Sarkari do Alam, from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a poet said very beautifully. Kya nazar thi? What was the nazar, the tawajjuh of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Jisne murdo ko masiha kar diya. That people who were dead themselves, the Sahaba, what before Islam, what their lives were, but they became such that they gave life to other people. And that is carrying on till today, how they had worked, and they gave life. People who were dead, giving life to us. So this is what a shaykh is. If you can be like a dead person in all your evil, whatever filth and dirt, the worst guna, but just submit yourself properly. In due course, Allah will make you shaykh-e-haram. Allah will make you shaykh-e-alam. Arab wal-ajam. Allah will make you a great shaykh. Not only will you be more advanced, but you'll be the cause of hidayat of so many people. Rehbare manzile jana se he duri ka sabab. What is the rehbare manzil? The guide who will take you towards your destination, towards Allah Ta'ala. Jana, your destination is Allah Ta'ala. And the guide who is going to take you till there, you will be distant from him. You'll be away from him. What is the cause of that? Manzile haq se tera a ghar gureza hona. When you haven't fixed your destination. You haven't fixed that I must find Allah Ta'ala. Now you have a shaykh also who will take you to your destination. But you haven't you got all the roads, highways, freeways, wonderful roads. Very nice. But you haven't fixed your destination where you want to reach. You got your GPS, but you haven't typed in, I want to go to this place here. Now how can that GPS guide you? You haven't, so first fix your niyat, that my niyat is to reach Allah. Now you come in the company of a great shaykh also, very easily you will find. But if you haven't even fixed your niyat, you are just coming for barakat, customary, just to show my face, you haven't fixed your niyat, and what must be your niyat? To reach Allah. If you have fixed that, and now you type in the GPS of your heart, that I want to reach Allah Ta'ala. That is my object. And then you come, wallah, in a few seconds you are there. But if your whole life you come, but you didn't even put your destination in, that I want to reach Allah. Whole life you can come to majlis, you are not getting anywhere. You are driving your whole life on the road, but you haven't typed in your destination. How can your GPS guide you? You got the best garment, the best GPS, the most up-to-date, the latest maps you got loaded on, everything. But you haven't tapped your destination. How are you going to reach your destination? So they have beautifully, Hazrat says, Rehbare manzile jana se, the person who will take you to Allah, your GPS who is taking you to Allah, say, hey, duri ka sabab. What is the reason that you are far from him also and from his teaching? Manzile haq se tera a gureza hona. You just want still dunya. You want to just for barakat, you come here for ta'aweez. Many people go to khankas to the sheikh for ta'aweez. And for other things, for duas. This one is sick. Business problem here, make dua. But they haven't fixed their destination to reach Allah. They are coming whole life for majlis also. They are giving hadaya, presents also. And they are close and they are joking with the sheikh. They are very close also. But they haven't fixed them. What is my niyat? My islah. My ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. That they haven't done. They are doing all other things. Now how can you reach your destination? What words these are worth writing with gold on the heart. Jazbe manzil hi ka sadqa hai ke har lazish par. And when this year jazbe manzil hi ka sadqa, when you have been pulled towards that your destination, Allah has put in your heart, and everything happens by Allah's tawfiq. And Allah gives tawfiq wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. That the person who got inabat, who wants to, Allah puts it in his heart. That person who wants to go to Allah, now even gunas that you are making on the way, you are a human being, you will. Aasiyo ka ye, teri raah mein giriya hona. That now you will cry for every guna also. If you are on the right road, on the wrong road, you got the top of the range Mercedes Benz, BMW, and the road is wonderful, and no, you're not getting stuck, you are not running out of petrol, no puncture, and you are moving, you are going fast to the wrong direction. You're going on the right road, you got an old jalopy, and you're running out of petrol also now and then, you didn't fall, you're getting punches also, but you're on the right road slowly, slowly, you will reach your destination. So if you're on the right road, even you can be making gunas, you're a human being. But you'll make tawbah, you fixed up your puncture again. You ran out of petrol again, you'll put more petrol, you make tawbah again. You will reach your destination. But if you're on the wrong road, and you got the top car of the world, and you're just moving, you are going further from your destination. If you're on the wrong road, jazbe manzil hi ka sadqa hai, that when you got that, just I must reach my destination, ke har lagzish par, you will make gunas. You're a human being. You're not a farishta. Even if you become a wali, you won't become a farishta. You're still a human being. Aasiyo ka ye teri raah mein giriya hona. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. That is the fuel of this road. That keep on crying to Allah and cry for that gunas that we don't even know we are making gunas. Those gunas that we think we are doing good deeds. You are flying in the aeroplane, smiling with the air hostess and making jokes with her. You thinking I'm showing good akhlaq. But you are in total haram all the time. And every time you don't put your seat belt on and you want her to come put the seat belt on for. And she's now almost embracing you like, and you thinking that she's doing khidmat and all that. You are in total haram and you think I'm doing something good. So how shaitan works on a person. Ye alamat hai tujhe ho gayi hai nisbat hasil. And a person, Allahu Akbar, who gets the tawfiq of making tawbah, istighfar, crying for his guna, this is a sign ke tujhe ho gayi nisbat hasil, that person has now got nisbat connection with Allah. A person whom Allah gives the tawfiq of tawbah, istighfar, and all the time, even and more particular on his good deeds, is making tawbah. Gunas you make. But even on your good deeds that I didn't do them right, this is a clear sign now you are on your way. In fact, you have reached by Allah Ta'ala. Har nafas se ye teri aah numaya hona. From every breath of yours, I'm useless. I'm the worst. There is nobody as bad as me. I can't make my namazes properly. I've wasted my life. Then that person is reached Allah Ta'ala. And the person who has got this, many of our friends, outwardly they big sinners, they admit also, I give them Mubarak body, they get a shock that me, I'm such a big. But a person who gets tawfiq of crying over his gunas, who admits his gunas, that person is on his way. How many of us, we don't want to admit, our pride just want to show, we even speak to Sheikh, we never speak about our gunas. This good I'm doing, that I make duas like this, I make duas like this, this is my ma'amulat, etc. But you go to doctor and you tell him, oh, I got very good health. My, what call it, sugar is under control. My cholesterol is under control. But you got a boil in an awkward place. You're not talking of that boil. How is the doctor going to treat you? He's not a alimul ghaib. Tell him of your sickness, then you'll get shifa from that. But we don't speak of any of our diseases. How will that a person who gets the tawfiq of making tawbah istighfar genuine, not only by words, really he feels I'm the worst, I'm terrible, and I see Allah's rahmat. I can't understand that I'm so bad, and so much Allah's rahmat from all sides, Allah's rahmat on me. That Allah gave me Quran, Allah gave me khidmat of deen, but I know how bad I am. Hey, that person is on his way to Allah. But a person who's got pride in him, and he doesn't want to admit his mistakes even to himself. What a beautiful ayat of the Quran. Was it? وَلَوْ أَلْقَى بِهِ مَذَمَعَهِ بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصْيرًا. Allah says, insan, you know yourself. You know what you're... اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَ كَفَى مِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You know what you are. Now, why are you making excuses? وَلَوْ أَلْقَى بِهِ مَعَذِيرًا. Now, you are covering it up, all that. You know what filth you got, and you're putting nice paper cover over it. And you're making yourself like a big buzurg, and you're thinking yourself, I'm a big buzurg, and that. By your title, Maulana title, Hafi subtitle, Muhtamim subtitle. Don't be fooled by your titles and that. You know what you are. Balil insanu. Allah is saying that insan, you know. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. You know what your condition is. Don't make excuse. Don't try and cover it up. Be genuine. You will dare by Allah. You just become genuine and you are by Allah already. Qalbi aasi pe gunaho ki nasun ho sat ye hai. And the person who is a sinner, who breaks the laws of Allah, because of his guna, what nahusat, what evil omen, what terrible thing is on his heart. Uske gulshan ka andhero se baya ba hona. His garden has become dark, because it has become like a jungle. Because of his guna, his wonderful garden of his heart has become like a jungle. How many of us parishan all the time? We are like what we call depression. You are parishan, you are worried. Why is this the evil of your guna? This is how terrible guna. And one thing, if we can understand, our worst enemy is our guna. We think our enemy is so and so. This person did me wrong. That government is doing this zulam, etc. Allah just uses them to punish us because of our guna. Our main enemy, our number one enemy, is our gunas. A person who comes out, makes tawbah, that person comes, and then Allah's favors come upon that person. Leliya dard tera dono jahan ke badle. And I got your love, O Allah, when I gave both the worlds. Give your dunya also, give your akhirat also. Don't even make jannat your object. Allah is my object. And that person will get the dard dil, the love of Allah. Thi khabar jisko tere dard ka dharma hona. That person who knew that the beating of the heart, the love of Allah which is in the beating of the heart, he gives the enjoyments of this dunya. Haram enjoyments, 100% he sacrifices them. Allah made it. A person who even got reality, he will know this dunya is nothing. But still nafs is there that will tell him, no, dunya, all the enjoyments of dunya, etc., of haram also. And a person whom Allah gives tawfiq, even jais and halal, which is permissible, but you sacrifice for Allah. And you can go for a picnic with a family, and that same day, one day, you can go in jamaat, you go in the khanqah, you sacrifice, how much won't Allah give you? And no problem, you want to go for a picnic with the family, no beperdagi, nice place, quiet place, no problem with that. But even that you sacrifice for Allah's pleasure. You sacrifice your sweet sleep of 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Sleep? No, not haram. You made your Isha, you're going to be getting up for Fajr, no problem. But you sacrifice the 2 hours. Now you are in the musalla, now you are making du'as. What won't Allah give you? So a person who sacrificed this, all this, and even Jannat's ni'mat, you wanted Allah, what won't Allah give that person? Ye alamat hai ke hasil hai tujhe sidq yaqeen. This is a sign now that Allah has blessed you with sidq, with truthfulness, and you got true yaqeen in your heart. Your yaqeen is not in material things to satisfy my nafs and enjoyments, etc. Haram is out of the question. Even the more your iman increases, the more your jais things also, you know, doubtful things also will go. Even more you will be with Allah Ta'ala. You will enjoy that closeness. Khawf-e mehshar se tere qalb ka larza hona. When you get the sidq-e yaqeen, that closeness to that yaqeen has increased, all the time you are worried. What will happen to me on Qiyamah's day? وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَهْلِهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And then, that those people always, they worried, what I will have, what will happen to me. They were in their family also, but how much they, what will be my condition? Qabar, you are making a namaz, that's a sign your iman is, you are getting closer to Allah. Your sidq and yaqeen is increasing. خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزہ ہونا. One friend wrote, and which is quite correct also, he says that I see quite a few people, just little bit outward we have made ourselves, little bit ibadat, we got no problem, we going straight Jannah. That's a dangerous sign. Hey, a person who gets that, who hasn't got worry, what will happen? Great buzurgs, the greatest worry, Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Allahu Akbar, after Nabuwat, whose position? But he says, if I was a leaf, if I was a bird, if I had no hisab kitab, ashara mubashara, Allah gave, Allah's Rasul gave them yaqeen of Jannah, you going to, but they are worried. Where are we? So a person who did that, no, I'm all right, man, no problem, I'm going Jannah, I'm all right. The very dangerous condition. And person who's got worry, I don't know what will happen to me. That person will reach far. Yahi to data hai mehjuri manzil ki khabar. This gives you the information that you are far from your destination. When you got itminan, my namazes, I did so much khidmat of deen, I did this. The world can tell you, but you must have that fear. And if you haven't got, this is a clear sign that you are far from your destination. Yani apno se tera dasto gareba hona. Now you are fighting with your own people also. That I'm a big buzurg, why you don't respect me? Why you don't get up for me when I come? Give me the top places. Now you are fighting with everyone all the time. Jiske chehre pe na ho ah nabi ki sunnat. A person who hasn't got, this is what the title of the poem. He hasn't got the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the beard on his face. Kaise maalum ho mu'min ka musalma hona. Now we admit he's a mu'min, he's got iman, but on his outward features we can't make out. How can we make out how Allah Hazrat has made qadr of his iman also, and same time made showed the bimari also. Na laachi toote aur saam bhi mare, that your stick doesn't break and you kill the snake also. You kill the snake and your stick does not break. That is that how Allah Hazrat explained this, that if you don't have a beard, we accept you're a Muslim, you got iman, but how can we make out? We can't see in your heart. If you had the sign of iman, topi, beard, we now this is a Muslim, we make out. Chum leta hai falak bharke zameen ko akhtar. Allahu Akbar. And when a person reaches that stage, that the heavens come down and kiss the earth. In other words, so much love the heavens have, the malaika have for that person. It is like they come down and they kiss the earth. When? Ho mubarak kisi asika fashima hona. That asi who is a sinner, but he's crying to Allah. You haven't got a beard, you haven't made namaz, but you are crying to Allah. Mubarak to that person. On that person, it is as though the heavens are coming down and kissing that person. La'aninul mudnabin. Those people who are sobbing and crying to Allah Ta'ala, أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجْرِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Who are crying to Allah, that sobbing and crying is more dearer to Allah than the people who are reading tasbih, who are making tahajjud. That person who is a sinner and he makes tawbah, mubarak is that person. After namaz, not just customary, but that astaghfirullah comes out genuinely. That really, ya Allah, what a treasure you gave me, namaz. I didn't make qadr. Where my thoughts went, I didn't make qadr. In your namaz at the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. When you do it with the actual feeling, not just that you're reading the words, ya Allah, you gave me such a great treasure connection with you, O Allah. But I didn't appreciate it. I made a great zulm on myself. Forgive me, O Allah. Very mubarak is that person. And the greatest ibadat of all ibadats is at the end, that a person, humility comes. Asking for maafi, tawbah, whether it is hajj, whether it is Ramzan, whether it is tilawat, at the end I could not fulfill the right. That is, and where pride comes, unfortunately, that is very dangerous. What a beautiful Allah Ta'ala reward everyone for coming and making this majlis a possibility. MashaAllah, by ijaz that he comes and he renders this, what great nasihats this are. Hadrat, sometimes one poem, kitni der wahan stanga mein aapne parha, kitni bar baat,
جی مولانا نہیں مولانا منصور نے یہ آپ نے پڑھا
ون ٹائم ہاؤ مینی ٹائمس اللہ حضرت میڈ آئی تھنک اٹ بائی اعجاز اور ہز بردر مولانا منصور ٹو ریپیٹ ٹو ریپیٹ ٹو ریپیٹ Once we were on the beach, just Telni Mena or somewhere near Ofstenga and Ashar, then Hazrat went into like a trance. And for about 2-3 hours, Hazrat was just in there. So this Allah has given great messages. And this Ashar Majlis are very Mubarak. If we really pay attention, it will take us very far, these Ashar Majlis. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.
Subhanallah, alhamdihi, subhanallah. Zikr to Riga.